Amen. I want the devil to know that tonight. I'm going all the way. Amen. There'll be no turning back. We burned our bridges. We don't have a plan B or a plan C or a plan D. Right? We're going all the way. There's no other consideration. Amen. And what a way to go, huh? What a blessed way to go. Hallelujah. Well, we're glad to be back again this evening for another, for round two, as our brother said. You know, the devil's got a black eye. He's limping on one side. We're looking forward to, you know, he's given us a hard enough time, right? You say, oh, Brother Baker, don't say those things. Don't tempt the devil. The Bible doesn't say don't tempt the devil. It says don't tempt the Lord thy God, right? We're not picking a fight with the devil. We're in the fight with the devil, right? But we want to tell him whose side we're on tonight. Or who's on our side tonight. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. So we're just really blessed to have our brother Robert Marrero with us. And we're looking forward to what the Lord has for us this evening. Then we want to welcome the Church of Christ Spoken Word in Brooklyn, New York. If they're listening in tonight, they're a couple hours ahead of us. So if you're listening in, God bless you. We're glad to have you with us in the service tonight. And we're just looking forward to what the Lord has for us. And he knows exactly what it is that we have need of. You know, if I thought that we had to figure it out, I'd be worried every time that we come together. I'd really be sweating it out because only he knows, right? I mean, we don't even know what we personally have need of many times. I mean, we know many of the obvious things, but there are things that we have need of that we don't even know, but he knows, right? And if we have need of him, he wants to supply it. So we're all looking to him once again tonight, and we all trust him, and we're mature Christians, so we know that whatever he has to say is for our good, right? We're not pitchforking the whatever we hear. We're not throwing it over and saying, amen, that's for sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. Preach it, brother. Right? We're saying, Lord, it's me that's standing in the need, right? Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. Brother Robert, Sister Delia, it's nice to have you with us tonight. And your family, God bless you. So, without further ado, Brother Robert, we're ready for round two. I'm sure that you're ready as well. And we just, you look like he was relaxed this morning, that he got in the channel and just felt at home, and that's what we want, right? Because there's no big eyes here, no little U's, there's nobody here but us and him, and we want what he has for us, amen? I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord, amen. I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord, right now. Amen. How many can say that tonight? I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. And so I lift my hands and I bow my knees and worship at your throne. I need I need you, Lord, right now. Amen. Once again, with all your heart. Oh, yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. So I lift my hands and I bow my knees and worship at your throne. need you. Oh, yes, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. We need you tonight, Lord. We need you always, Lord. Yes, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So we lift our hands and we bow our knees.
Hallelujah. How many need the Lord? Amen. I wish that every moment of our lives we'll look for the Lord, that way. Sometimes we'll seek for the Lord when we get in trouble. But when our lives are normal, we put him in a chair, like I tell my church, right on the corner. And we will look for him when we are in trouble. It should never, ever happen that way. Never, ever happen that way. You know that we should seek him every day. When we get out of bed, before we go to sleep, midday, night, morning, late night, all the days of our life. And I'm pretty sure many a time we don't. But God wants to give us the blessing that we need in our lives, but many a times we don't seek for him. It is amazing that that song goes along with my message tonight. The Lord knows all things, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad again to be tonight here in the house of the Lord in Tucson. And I'm glad to see my good friend, Brother Figueroa. And many years back, he went and ministered to our church. And we should just appreciate him and his wife and his family. And they're humble people of God. And I'm glad. Thank you, brother, for your hospitality again. And the kindness that the brother and his wife had with me. And all of you and your kindness. Tonight being the last service before I go home, right? Because one of my deacons said, if you don't get home this week, we'll go pick you up. So you don't want me to get in trouble. So I told them I like it here. I'm probably going to stay here. So they said, no. A large group will head, take the plane, and we will go pick you up. So it's good when a church loves the pastor and give him that kind of respect. I want to say you have a great man of God here. Please, I say, I'm going to tell you what your prophet said. He said, if you ever want anything from God, respect your pastor. He is the man that God has here in charge. He is the vessel that God speaks through him. So tonight we're going to do the best. Kind of my voice started getting a little bit affected, but I don't pay no mind to that. So if my voice goes down, you help me preach. Praise the Lord. Let's get right into the word. I don't want to get you tired. And I promise you I won't keep you tonight 3 hours. Praise the Lord. I'll try to be a gentleman tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the word of the Lord. I have several scriptures, but we're probably going to read two. And I'll let you sit and I'll follow the scriptures after you sit. Because I know when there's inspiration coming in, I'll probably keep you standing for the whole hour if I continue with the rest of the scriptures. I know the way I am. Praise the Lord. So let's look one of the first scriptures that we want to. Brother, I need a bottle of water. Help bottle of water. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Thank you. I want to make sure I keep my throat wet tonight. That's for sure. Let's go to Matthew 6:33. Praise the Lord. One scripture there. One verse. But seek ye first. Oh boy. And that's one thing that sometimes even we as children of God become disobedient with. And Brother Brandon said God has a checkbook full of blessing that God wants to give us. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Now in Matthew 7:7-8, it says like this. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So, I don't know how much blessings you want tonight. Amen. All depends what's in your heart and how you pull on that word. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this morning service, God, and for the service tonight. But Father, Lord God, I yield myself before your presence, my Lord, recognizing that I'm just a mortal being, amen, like your prophet said. But God, I'm depending upon you, Father. I yield my spirit, my body to your hands. I get myself out of the way, my Lord. I want you to speak to your people. I want you to give them the advice. I want you to give them the encouragement, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, have the preeminence, God, in this service tonight. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. How many love the Lord tonight? Amen. That kind of sounded a little bit low. Could we practice that again? Yes. Could we do that? Yes. How many love the Lord tonight? Yes. The devil better be careful tonight, that's for sure. Amen. You're going to be scared tonight, that's for sure. Now, I want to go back here to Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, there is one thing that we always need in our lives. We always need an experience with God. And the way that we get that experience with God, it's not staying home. It's not lacking your studies. It's not lacking your prayer. And many a time we'll do that. Let's be honest to God. Let's be honest to God. Sometimes we don't give God the enough time. We don't give God what he deserves. Amen. But we as human beings, we're always looking to receive something. We always want something from God. But how can you receive anything from the Almighty God? Now, he is willing to give you everything. Brother Brandon said, God has a checkbook without a balance on, right? He wants you to have all the blessings, but you need to call on God. You need to seek him. You need to get a hold of your Lord and ask him, Lord, I have need of thee. I need you every moment of my life. I need you. I'm in desperation. I am thirsty. I am hungry, Lord. I want everything, God, that I need to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. He's willing to, my friends. But you see, we need to get hungry enough, and sometimes we don't get hungry enough. We get hungry enough for other things, but except God. You see, that's the sad thing in our lives. We get hungry for different things. We get hungry more for work. We get hungry more for entertainment. We get hungry for this. We get hungry for that. But what about God? Oh, the Lord hasn't blessed me. Oh, the Lord. Have you seek for God? Have you tell him, Lord, please let me get that check that has no balance in it. Hallelujah. Brother Bannon said, God is willing to bless us. If we're willing to seek for him. If we're willing to dedicate for him. If we're willing to love him in such a way that God sees that your heart is hungry, then he comes down. Then he comes on the scene. Then he comes on the scene and he'll bless you. He'll give you everything that you have need of. Not everything that you want. Let me get this straight. Not everything that you want. Everything that he thinks that you need. Hallelujah. He'll get it. He's willing to bless your soul. You know, Brother Bennett said, I was hearing him the other day, Brother Baker, on a tape. And he said, sometimes when we ask, we don't know how to ask. Sometimes people say, Lord, bless me with an automobile. Bless me with a Cadillac. Bless me with a home. And then we start lusting after the things of the world. We start lusting after that car or that one. Lord, please bless me. I gotta have that car. If you don't have enough income, that's a curse. If you don't have enough income to have a home, to buy a house, how can God bless you when you cannot pay it? People, we need to know how to ask. Hallelujah. He's willing to give you what you have need of. Amen. What's going to bless your soul, not condemn it. Hallelujah. Now, look at this, my friends. In Luke 12:31 and 32. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. If I ever want anything from God, I want an experience. If there's anything that's going to take me out of this world, it's going to be a good Holy Ghost experience. You say, well, Brother Robert, I came to the message 20 years back, 30 years back, and I got the Holy Ghost then. Could I say something here? If you got the Holy Ghost 20 years back, your Holy Ghost got wiggetail. How many heard Brother Bannon say that? Brother Bannon said, you need an experience every day. Every day. You need the Holy Ghost every day. You need to repent every day. You need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost every day. But sometimes we think because we got the Holy Ghost 20 years back, oh no, I won. If I got a Holy Ghost experience last year, I want another one this year. I'm going to be on the line. I said, God, I need a refilling of the Holy Ghost, or I need a complete experience with you. There is one thing I want every day of my life. And that's every time I hear the word, I hear the message, or I hear any preacher under the anointing. I say, Lord, I wish I was in that meeting. I wish I was in front of that crowd getting the Holy Ghost again. Amen. You said, Brother Robert, you're a pastor and you need to go and repent in the pulpit. Of course, the message is not only for the laity, it's for the pastors, it's for the preachers. And sometimes I think, Brother Baker, that the first ones that need to be in the podium on a campaign meeting to get the Holy Ghost is pastors and evangelists. I'm not going to go on that part, I'll tell you. Maybe I'll tell you one day why. Exactly. Sometimes it looks like they lose their experience by the way they preach, by the way they compete. You go to church, my friends, to see Christ, not your pastor. You go to church to see God, not a preacher showing off in the pulpit. We had it with a whole bunch of show-offs in the pulpit. You need a man that's consecrated to God. You need a man that's humble. You need a man that'll leave you the message. Not only preach it. Brother Brandon said, I'd rather a man preach me the message instead of preaching it. Hallelujah. I'd rather, my friends, sometimes I go to places and their pastors, they don't even know that I'm a preacher. I sit on the back of the church, praising my God. Why? Sometimes we all need to get preached on too. I like to hear man's of God too. I enjoy when I get a preacher filled with the Holy Ghost to come in my church. I say, now I feel part of the congregation. Let me go learn something now. Brother Figueroa comes, or Brother Baker comes, I want to sit down and hear them. Why? We all need to hear a man of God. Hallelujah. Or unless we think that we are that important that the message only surrounds our ministry. I don't want to hear a man like that. You know what I like about my prophet? You know what I like about Brother Branham? He put God first. I was telling the brothers sitting on the table in the sister's home when we're having a nice meal. I said, you know what I like about Brother Branham? That one time he was in his wife, and he was with his wife in the car with Sister Branham. And he said, you know, honey, I think, and he didn't like it. He said, I think the people are going to go see me instead of go seeing Christ. Instead of meeting Christ. How many heard Brother Brandon say that? You see, we don't go to church to see the preacher. We go to see Christ. But that man needs to yield to see the Christ. Praise the Lord. Listen to this, my friends. We need to be impregnated by the word. Hallelujah. And being impregnated by the word is living this message. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, look at here. In paragraph 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 13:23-24 says like this. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there a few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive. Look what he answered. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. So what happens? We could seek the wrong things. Hallelujah. We want to see what's right. Amen. Now, the prophet says here, because I have quite a few quotes, I want to go right into the quotes. In 1958, in the message, Faith is Our Victory, paragraph 39, look what the prophet says here. When you join church, you should first seek out and find what that church stands for. You cannot just go into any church. You know, I heard people say, well, if I don't make it to heaven, it's the preacher's fault. Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to tell you very clear what William Brennan said. It's your responsibility to know that you have a man that preached to you the word. I heard people say, I go to this church because my family member goes to this church. Or my mother goes to this church. If that church doesn't preach to you the full gospel and the message of the hour, the way God spoke it through his servant and prophet, get out of that church and go to a church where God will dress you through a Holy Ghost pastor. You don't have no excuse. You seek the wrong church. You seek the wrong church because your family goes there. I want a church that will dress me. I want a church that will lead me to Christ. I want to go to a church that I could get the baptism of the Holy Ghost because the anointed word that comes out of that pulpit. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Look what he's, what, look what the prophet says here. It is just merely a place that people go together for fellowship. You see, I don't need a place like that. Right. Or it is a place that the preacher preaches the word of the living God and stands for every principle that Jesus died for. Yes. That's a church I want to be in. Yes. Amen. You should do that, he said. Just don't float in and go with the tide. I want a church with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Brandon said, when you're seeking for a church, pray. Because church is God's spirits. Amen. I'm so glad that this church has a godly pastor. Amen. I'm so glad that Brother Figueroa is a godly man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. You should do that. Just don't flow in and go with the tide. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. Now, before I go further, I also mentioned something yesterday to the brothers. That many folks one day will get before the white throne of judgment with a message miniskirt. You say, Brother Robert, why you say that? Because they go to a place that they don't preach to them the full gospel. Amen. And when they don't preach to you the full gospel, and they don't preach to you the message that was given by the Holy Ghost to the prophet, you're not going to have the proper garment to get into heaven. Many people looked at me and said, I wonder why you mentioned that, Brother Robert. Yeah, you're going to go before the white throne because you're going to end up at the white throne because you don't have the proper garment. You're going to end up, oh, I knew the message. That's called a message miniskirt. Not the full word. I want the full word. I want the full garment. I want to be dressed of that word. Amen. And but a few there, there'll be that I'll go in there at. Because broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many will there go in with God to have a purpose of something. We got to have a purpose of something. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. In the message, Faith is the Substance, in 1947. Paragraph 17. Brother Manning goes, this is the keynote to the scripture. Faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. If you don't hear the full gospel, how can you have faith to make the rapture? The message preached fully to the bride will produce rapturing faith. Hallelujah. Rapturing faith. The message being preached fully to the bride will produce a body change. We all need a body change. We are all crying out for a rapture. But how can you go in the rapture not being properly dressed? But you see, God is not going to take you by the arm and bring you to church and bring you to the message, to the proper notes. You also need to seek. If you are elected of God, like we said this morning, you will seek the word. You will live by the word. Hallelujah. Listen to this. I want to jump here to 1951. The works that I do bear witness of me. Paragraph 38. I don't know what time I started anyway. Oh, we got to midnight anyway. Praise the Lord. So friends. Here he goes. So friends. Find divine love. And favor with God. That God, if he finds favor with you, will give his gift into you. So you need to find favor with God. But first, listen to this. But first, find. Good. Oh, my. But first, find the giver. Amen. But first, find the giver. Amen. He is the giver. He is the only one that can open the heavens and all the blessings fall on you and change you and mold you to the image of Christ. Every paragraph here means something to me. Every verse in this message is powerful to my life. People may not see it that way. But when you go and get in the spirit of the word of God, it will change you. If you read this message just like reading a newspaper, it will not change. It'll do nothing. It won't produce joy. It won't produce change. Why? You must get into the spirit of the word. Listen to this. But first, find the giver. Seek the giver. Who's the giver? Christ. Then the gift will come as God sees fit to give it to you.
Right. Amen.
Not when you want.
Right.
When God sees the time that is fit to bless you.
Right.
Sometimes when we ask God something, we want God to answer right away.
Right.
Sometimes we go and pray to God. Sometimes I say like a bunch of unbelievers. And we even threat God.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm a believer. Because I'm a believer. You got to do this for me right now. Let me tell you something. He is not your child.
Right.
He don't have to give you one dime.
Right.
He don't owe you nothing.
Right.
You know how much he owes you? Zero. Don't come to God and threat God. You need to give it to me now. What about if we change our ways of prayer? What about if we humiliate ourselves and say, God, I can't live without you. Lord, I'm so hungry for you. Lord, I need your blessing. Lord, I can't live without you. What about if we approach God that way? Sometimes we approach God like we talk to our wives or our husbands. Oh boy, it got quiet here, brother. Am I in trouble now, Brother Baker? Could I preach? Brother Robert, be careful. Amen. I know a lot of folks told me that before. Be careful what you preach. If he tells me to say it, I'm going to say it. Amen. He's the one that gets me in trouble. He gets me in trouble. But you know what? He'll protect my life when I get in trouble. So praise the Lord. Listen to this. Seek the giver. Then the gift will come as he sees it fit to give it to you. Then Brother Bannon goes, do you believe it? Question. Do you believe it? Goodness, Lord. God help us. Now, God has provided a way in 1954, paragraph 209. He says it like this. Now, each one of you people that comes to Christ then, find a Holy Ghost filled church and go to it. Find a Holy Ghost church and go to it. Boy, Lord, you don't have to tell me once. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Sometimes I'm sick, I still go to the church building. Sometimes I can even breathe. I had asthma about a month back. I still preach. Coughing on my pulpit. Why? It's that love for God and His people. Hallelujah. Listen to this, my friend. He says it like this. Now, you, each one of you people that come to Christ, then find a good Holy Ghost filled church and go to it. And there seek. Oh boy, here he goes again, that word seek. And seek His baptism until you have found it. Until you have found it. If he tells me that, and I know I need the Holy Ghost, I'm going to do it. He's giving you an instruction on how to get saved. Just go. Just every night. Listen to this. Every night. Every day. Just keep on praying. And when you are looking. Listen to this. God has a provided way. 54. 29. You can even come to God. Without God. Calling you first. So now you know why sometimes people have struggles to stay as believers. And you look around, people go to church and they always got a struggle. And they always got a struggle. And they don't have no overcoming power. And something simple comes in their life and they just cannot overcome. They cannot even overcome their own little tempers. They cannot even control it. Why? It is the Spirit that's ruling your life. It's not the Holy Ghost. God wants something better for you. You can't even come to God without God calling you first. You can't, listen to this, you can't seek God without God seeking you first and calling you. You cannot seek for God. Oh, you know, I was looking for God. I've been seeking for God, but I haven't. You liar. You're a liar. Because who am I going to believe? You are the message of the hour. Who am I going to believe? You are the Bible. I got something to tell you. I never in my life seek God. Y'all got quiet. You are all quiet. We could hear a pin drop. I never in my life seek for God. He seek for me. He gave me an experience. I'm 14 years old. Like I said this morning, that I will never ever forget in my life. Then I had to get the Holy Ghost that year. And I had to come back and get it the other year. And then I need to get the Holy Ghost the other year. And I had to come back and get it that year. And then I had to. You mean to tell me, Brother Robert, you go get the baptism of the Holy Ghost every year? You must. Because then my experience got wicked tail. And then I get lazy. And then I don't want to go to church. Could I get an amen? If you don't seek for God, if you don't keep your soul on fire, if you don't continue hearing tapes, if you don't continue coming to church, your fire is going to go out. Your fire is going to go out. If everything bothers, that's being preached out of the pulpit bothers you, well, remember, that's the wrong spirit. Because children of God always want to be encouraged. The children of God should always be on fire. Hallelujah. And when the devil tells you, well, you're too sick to read the Bible tonight, you force yourself to read it. You force yourself to read it. You force yourself to hear the message. And when you come from work late or tired, oh, it's time to go to church. And your body tells you, no. You know what? Drag that bum to church. I call my body a bum. Sometimes I get up in the morning, Sunday, and my body tells me, do you really have to preach again? Can you put the deacon to preach? And I tell the devil, no, because it's my responsibility. So what I do, I say, come on, you bum, let's go to church. That's right. If you listen to your bodies, your bodies are going to take you to hell. Your body's going to take you to hell. I don't listen to this dirtbag. The church one time looked at me when I said that, and they were kind of serious. I said, don't say only that the pastor is the dirtbag. This church is full of dirtbags too. This church is full of dirtbags too. So everybody kind of had their eyes open like this. Brother Brandon said, you are a bunch of dirtbags. Amen? Yes. Brother Figueroa, am I only the only dirtbag in here? That's what Brother Brandon said. Don't get offensive. That's the word. I'm sorry. I'm going to go by what my prophet said. If you say I'm a dirtbag, I'm a dirtbag. It's true. This body without the life of Christ is still dead, right? Amen. Without the life of Jesus Christ, without the Holy Ghost, you don't want to do nothing spiritual. You're just a dead mummy in church. Amen. I refuse to be a cold former church member, whatever you may call it. Amen. I want to, Brother Brandon said, our experience, I heard this week in the message, should be hot. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you got a hot experience and you come here, hallelujah, you bet you're going to get the Holy Ghost. I'm pretty sure that if any of you on that side, any of you on that side are sick, you're going to get healing tonight. If you come with that purpose, if you come seeking for God. If you tell God, God, I want you to speak to me. I want you to heal me, Father. I need you, Lord. You bet God is going to come down for you. He loves you that much. He loves you in such a way that you never imagined. You want to know one time, you know, we could sometimes build a complex, right? I have built that in my life sometimes, too. And one time, I had a situation in my church, and it was a Wednesday night, and I got home. I still had my tie, and I sat down in my living room. I had a recliner. My wife went to the room, and I was saddened by things that did happen that night. I said, Lord, nobody loves me. Have you ever come to that moment that you think nobody loves you? Have you ever said, nobody loves me? That's a lie. Guess what happens? In a matter of about 5 minutes, I felt the presence of the Lord come into the living room. It came so strong, people, that my body was frozen. I couldn't even move a finger. Brother Baker, I heard this voice. Loud voice like me and you. He said, if nobody loves you, I love you. Amen. Why build a complex when you have the living God on your side? From that night, I learned a lot of lessons that I never learned in my life. From that night, I learned how to drag this bum to a spiritual atmosphere in Christ Jesus. Listen to this carefully. The main thing is seeking for God. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. So God is thinking, said Brother Branham. God is seeking. God has said in his church. Now look at here in Questions and Answers 1954. Paragraph 46. Let God add to the church. Let God. You see everything. Let God. Let God. Before I continue with this paragraph, you hear Brother Ben saying, let God. Let God. Let God add to the church. Let God give to the church. So not only is God adding, but he is in the giving mode. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody's seen this the way I'm seeing it tonight. Hallelujah. Let God give to the church. See, those gifts are in the church right in here this morning. His gifts are speaking in tongues. There is gift of prophecy. There is gift of everything setting in here. But if you just listen to this. But if you just not go to hang after that gift, if you do, you are going to get the gift without the giver. I said this many a times. There's a lot of people gifted but godless. Gifted but godless. Give me Christ better. I'd rather have Christ more than a gift. I'd rather have divine love in my life instead of a gift. Gift are without repentance. Gift are wonderful. Speaking in tongues is wonderful. But my brother, that is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people are sticking to the gift. They only want give here, speaking in tongues here, speaking in tongues there. But if there is a giving speaking in tongues, there's got to be an interpreter, right? And God is his own interpreter. If somebody speaks in tongues, well, you got to wait. Hold your silence to see if the Spirit will make that thing clear. And Brother Brandon said, if it doesn't, be quiet. There's a lot of people speaking in tongues without no God in their lives. The thing of it is, seek after God. Seek after God. Seek after love of God in your heart. So what kind of seeking are you going to do tonight? I'd rather have that love of God in my heart. The love of God in your heart is the life of Jesus Christ. Nobody's going to get to heaven without love. Nobody's going to get to heaven without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know what kept Moses out of the promised land? Anybody can tell me what Brother Bannon said? His temper. Hello? And if you got a temper, how can you have love? And if you got a lot of temper, you can't have love. Because love controls your temper. And Brother Manning said, when you got a temper, I don't know why I'm mentioning this, but why the Lord brought me that way. But I'm going to say it anyhow. Maybe somebody needs it, right? Amen. If there is no love in your life will be full of temper. Brother Brandon said, if you got a temper, get to praying. Get to praying. And God will sweeten that temper out. And when God sweeten that temper out, then you'll see the blessings coming. Then you can feel the Holy Spirit. Brother Brandon said, God is a timid God. The Holy Spirit is timid. He said, the Holy Spirit is timid. It cannot sit on a wolf.
That's right.
It cannot sit upon an aggressive human being.
That's right.
You got to get tender.
Yes.
Some of you sisters, sometimes you raise your hand, and some of your brothers say, Lord, please, what are you doing? You're humiliating yourself before the presence of the Almighty God. You're humiliating, Lord, please, I need. And when God sees that your heart got humble, he said, well, my daughter now needs a blessing. Yeah, she needs the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give it to her right now. He needs the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give it to him right now. You need to humble yourself. You need to humiliate yourself. Then you can seek for the Holy Ghost. How can you seek for the Holy Ghost with aggressiveness? Well, I could tell you many messages. You won't get it. All you have is a wolf spirit. And you don't need that if you're going to go on the rapture. So we better start building up ourselves. Hallelujah. Building up yourself. Why, Brother Robert? You better seek the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The thing of it is, seek after God. Seek after the love of God in your heart. And then God wants you. He'll move you into whatever he wants you to do. Huh? Thank God will come and move you to whatever he wants you to do. What an awesome God he is. See, that's it. That's how the church is put in order. A, B, and C. This is not algebra. This is God in simplicity. Let's go to the message, the deep, call it to the deep. Praise the Lord. I always like this quote. It's one of my favorites. Now he goes, okay. No man. You say you seek God? Did anybody say you seek God first? Not what Brother Brandon says here. No man seeks God at any time. Nobody seek God anytime. God seeks man. Never did a man seek God in all the world. Not even Mr. Adam. Not even Mr. Adam in the Garden of Eden. What happened when God came in the cool of the evening? He became a coward. Like sometimes many people that fall from grace. My brother, if you have something in your life and you fall, get up right away. Get up right away. We have a mercy seat. Don't stay down. The devil wants you to stay down. The devil wants you to lose your salvation. But if you are a son of God and you are a daughter of God, you're not going to lose your salvation. Because before the foundation of the world, God has elected you. Brother Brandon said that God knew you all are going to have failures. God did not make his children perfect because of this body of sin. God knew you were never going to be perfect. But thank God for his love. Thank God for his love. Let me just say something here, my friends. Amen. God seeks man. When man first fell in the Garden of Eden, it shows the strength of man. Man hid. What did Adam do? He hid. When the Lord came seeking for him, maybe God wanted to bless him that day. God wanted to have fellowship, Brother Brandon said, with his son called Adam. And he came down in the cool of the evening looking for his son. And God was saying, where is my son? I don't see him around. Well, he used to come out and get all excited. Lord, Lord. But now what happened? Adam! Adam! him, where art thou? He didn't get no answer. Adam! Adam, he heard God crying out. God was crying out. A type of God's mercy toward his bride and his children. Adam, where art thou? He said, Lord. I can't hear you, Adam. Lord. I'm over here. What happened? Why you're not excited to see me? He said, the woman you gave me. This is where the men got accustomed to blame their wives for everything they do. Could I preach? No, my brothers, don't blame nobody. Blame yourself. Nobody in this world cannot force you to do nothing that you don't want to do.
Amen.
Nobody. Sometimes I hear people say, the devil made me do this. And according to the tapes, have you heard Brother Brandon say, no. The devil did not make you do it. You are a man and a woman. You are a free moral agent. You do what you want to do. Hallelujah. If you don't want God, you're not going to seek for God. You're going to blame the whole world. Except accept your mistakes. No. You're a free moral agent. Nobody. Sometimes people say, well, the devil made me do this. Let me ask you a question. Did the devil handcuff you? Did he put a chain over you? No. You know, I heard somebody say one time, I couldn't go to church because the devil made me do it. So that means that the devil, who is a weakling, who his power was taken off at Calvary, God made him powerless in Calvary. You mean to tell me that he tied you up and did not, you couldn't go to church because the devil tied you down? You are a liar. You didn't go to church because you didn't want it. Be honest to yourself. You didn't want to go to church because you didn't feel like it. But when the Lord becomes your joy, and the Lord is your joy, where are you going? I'm going to Love Fellowship Divine Church. Who's over there, the pastor, that you need to go there? My pastor's a good man, brother Doug Baker. Bro. I ain't going to church with me, brother Doug Baker. I'm going to church because I love Christ. God is the one that motivates you. The Holy Ghost is what motivates you to live a Christian life. Brother Brandon said, I cannot give nobody the Holy Ghost. I cannot even heal no one. Oh, Brother Branham, with such a gift that he had. Brother Branham said, according to him, he never healed nobody. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. Amen. I'm not going to put the glory on Brother Branham. I love him. He's my prophet. And I'm glad he's representing this bride. Aren't you grateful for that? That Brother Branham is going to represent the bride of Christ, but I'm not going to give Brother Branham the glory of God. Never, never I will ever worship a man and give him the glory of my Lord. No man has done nothing to save me except Christ. Glory to God. I want to jump here because I'm not going to have time tonight for all these notes. Sorry that I'm jumping because I need to get to the important notes that I feel led of God that's going to help you. In 1955, where I think Pentecost failed, paragraph 27, I think that the most important thing is for us to yield to God and seek for him with all of our hearts, with all of our minds. Where everything that's in us. Listen to this. Now, he's speaking here, said Brother Branham, of what God did for us before the foundation of the world. When God did it? Before the foundation of the world. Now I realize that I'm talking to both Calvinists, Armenians, and I am a Calvinist as long, listen to this, as Calvin stays in the Bible. Brother Brandon always gave us a perfect example. Then after that, I am an Armenian. I believe, hallelujah, I believe in the grace of God to keep a believer. I believe in the grace of God to keep a believer. If my prophet believes that, I believe it too. I believe that during the years, I've gone through many things. And what kept me? The grace of God. That is so true. That is thousands of times so true, because I have experienced that in my life. And I'm telling you, and I'm preaching to you this by a testimony. When this word becomes real in your life, you're going to live by a living testimony. This message should be a living testimony in every believer's heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe. Here he goes. But I believe that the believer has to have enough grace of God to stay with God. Could I read that again, please, if you don't mind? Listen to this. But I believe that the believer have to have enough grace of God to stay with God. I believe in security of the church. I believe the church has security. And if you are in the church, you are secure with the church as long as you are in the church. Stay in. Amen. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wow. So what about those folks that just decided to stay home streaming? Or hearing tapes? Look, I don't have nothing against hearing tapes. You need a pastor. You need a man behind the pulpit under the anointing for you to stay in Christ. I want to read that again. If you are in the church, you are secure. If you are in the church is covered by the blood of Christ. Right. You are the church. This is not the church. You are the church. You are the body. The one that's covered by the blood is you, living people that are elected by God. Now, if you just stay home hearing tapes and you don't go to church, do you think that those people are under the blood? I don't know. It's not what Brother Brandon is telling us here. I don't care what believer you are and what faith you claim to have. You will always be a lukewarm if you don't go to church. I'm sorry. I believe that with all my heart, and I preach hard against that. I preach hard about going to church. Because the Lord has led me to do that. Every paragraph that I have pulled, and I told my church many a times, because sometimes, you know, people get lazy. And if the Holy Ghost, not me, if the Holy Ghost don't remind them, they'll stay home. And they'll stream the services online. Streaming is good, but not for being lazy. Streaming is just for people that don't have a church to go. Streaming is just for people that are sick and they cannot come to church. But those of you that got strength, use your strength in your body to get up, get in your car, and get to church. I hope you all like me after this. I'm sorry, I'm just giving you the word. If you feel offensive, I'm sorry. But I don't feel sorry for the word. Because the word is true. If the word of God burns you, it should burn you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to be a gentleman as I can. But when the Holy Ghost comes, you can't be a gentleman. I'm sorry. You got to say what he said. Praise the Lord. Maybe something here that will help maybe somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. You never know. I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know your life. But God knows your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. He goes like this. Don't be wandering around. Boy, how many wanderers around we got around the message. Don't be wandering around, tossed about by everything. Stay in Christ Jesus. Amen. And God has foreordained that the church should appear before him. Listen to this. Holy, blameless, without spot or wrinkle. No matter whether you make it or I make it, God is going to have a church without what? Spot or blemish. That's me, because I'm going in the rapture. Most of you should have said, that's me, Brother Robert. Don't wait a minute. Don't you think you're going alone. Brother Robert, don't be selfish. You're not going alone. I'm going with you. But if we're going together, Brother Baker, we got a message to live. We got a service to attend. We got to respect God and love God and seek for God. How can you have a spiritual life without seeking God? You can't do it, folks. Praise the Lord. No matter whether you make it or not, God is going to have a church without spot or blemish. I trust that we'll be there. Look what he said. I trust that we'll be there. But we each had to seek. Here it goes. We each have to seek out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, when you seek for God with fear and trembling, it doesn't matter that you have that kind of type of fear that sometimes people have. The fear of God is the love that you have for God that you don't want to fail him. It's not that you're scared of him. It's that you love him. And it's like a husband and a wife. When they love each other. How many love your husbands and your wives here? Amen. You love them, right? And you want to please her. You honey, money, and all this. And you love her. And you tell her how much you love her. You get her flowers. I mean, those of you that got your wife flowers. I mean, and you tell your husband, honey, bunny, whatever it may be. Why? Because you're in love. And love in your heart for your spouses make you tell them that. It makes you grab her by the hand. And it makes you help her. Hallelujah. You men are not going to feel the man or the macho of the house. No. There's no macho of the house. It's sons of God. There's no macho. It's sons of God in the house. Amen. Divine love in every heart. She and he. Both loving each other could please God. Then the love of God could be in that home. Hallelujah. Listen to this. In the mark of the beast, give me about 5 minutes and we'll close. I don't want to get you tired. Amen. I want to be a gentleman. I love you. I don't want to get you tired. Amen. In the mark of the beast here, and the seal of God, in 1961, paragraph 84. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something now. Be sure to find some pastor. If you've never been baptized in Christian baptism, find some pastor, the church of your choice, and be baptized into water. Into Wow. Not a church, but a fellowship. A fellowship of that church. And then, when you do that, then you seek. Then you seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Onto your field. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. So if you're not baptized yet, somebody said to me the other day, and their kids wasn't baptized, I said, pray for my child that I want them to get the Holy Ghost. And my mind quickly clicked. Wait a minute. The person's child is not baptized yet. How can they get the Holy Ghost without going to the waters? You can't do it. You can't get the Holy Ghost that way. I'm sorry. There is an order. Brother Robert, what's the order? Justification. Sanctification. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need to get clean up. And in the process of sanctification, you go to the waters. And you get baptized. And you repent. Now, we don't want a dry sinner going down to the water and coming up a wet sinner. If you don't feel like getting baptized, don't do it. Because you're taking the name of the Lord in vain. That's what I think. I might be wrong. Hallelujah. Be true to God. Love God with all your heart. Praise the Lord. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. And when you do that, then you seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So you need to get baptized. In Balaam and Gilead, in 61, and with this we're going to finish, and the musicians and the song service leader could come towards the front. Amen. Balaam and Gilead, 73. Think of this, church. I want you now to find some good full gospel church. Let some man baptize you in Christian baptism. Then, again, here we go again. Then seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Two quotes, the same thing. There is an order. Now, that inoculate you from the very thing that condemns you tonight. You just pass above it. See, inoculation keeps you from the diseases. Inoculation of the Holy Spirit gives you power to overcome the temptations of the world. Oh, God. Almighty One, I need to be inoculated tonight, Father. I want all what's wrong out of my life. I want the Holy Ghost in my life. I want Jesus to rule my life. All day, all night, I want Christ. Christ in me, in every sense of my life. And when you do that, my friends, there is no demons. You could be sick like a dog, excuse my expression, but you got a healer that will inoculate you, that will give you healing, that will give you power. You got overcoming power when you get the Holy Ghost. There ain't no devil that can tell you differently from that, my friends. Why? You know that you are a child of the kingdom of God. And nobody, no demons out of that pits of hell can tell you differently. And when the devil comes and tell you that you're not a child of God, you tell the devil you're a liar. You're a liar. I've been saved by grace. I've been called by grace. I've been elected before the foundation of the world. I came from the loins of my heavenly Father, all the way down from the beginning, all the way down to this time. I've been called. Hallelujah. I've been filled. I know who I am. I've been elected. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Brothers and sisters, there ain't no devil. Brother Brandon said the bride is powerful. She got the power of the Holy Ghost. She got God in her. He said that this bride will have a power that will take her out of the earth. You know, he said that you're astronauts. You got overcoming power. Hallelujah. You know, I have a Volkswagen Tiguan. And the Volkswagen T1 has a turbo motor. And you need to put super unleaded. And if you don't put super unleaded, my father knows the story and this is why he's laughing back there. The dealer told me never put regular gas. You know, cheap gas, cheap doctrine. You know, a cheap message. I mean, a message that don't take you to heaven. So I started putting regular gas on the T1. And one day, I got on the car. And the Tiguan barely didn't want to ride. He didn't want to start. So I took it to the dealer. And the dealer said, do you put regular gas? And I said, yes, I did. And he said, well, you just clock your injectors. Your fuel injectors. So this is why you have all that misfire going. I said, and you know what? In the moment I turned around, I said, glory to God. That's the way folks go to church. Oh boy, they just like my Tiguan. One day, they get up on the mountaintop. The other time, they get down in the valley and they try to go to church. It's should I go to church today? Oh, I know. But if I don't, Brother Baker, he's going to say something. Should I go to church? You need a cleaning of the Holy Ghost in your injectors. Your injectors need to be clean. You need superpower of the Holy Ghost to get you to church. Amen. To make you live a Christian life. Oh boy. And from there I got that. You know that the natural type, the spiritual. And you know how many times I get my messages? Sometimes I'm on the road and I see a billboard. And the inspiration comes. And I go, hallelujah. That's my message for Sunday. Inspiration of God always comes to my life by His mercy. And you know what? I have a sixth grade reading level. But let me tell you something, folks. When you are a son of God, God will always be with you. God will always bless you. God will give you what you have need of. And I'm so grateful that this day I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, buddy, could you sing that song? Start that song out because I think my throat is gone. It's going a little bit. What is it? Open the eyes of my heart.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question before he sings.
Sure.
Could you open the eyes of your heart? Brother Brandon said that the believer's eyes, spiritual eyes, is the heart. And many a times, we could go through a lot of things. And the devil even tells us that we're not children of God. And sometimes we go through battles of the flesh. But people, it's time to overcome. And I want to say something tonight. Don't know why. Could you look inside your heart tonight? Let's not sing this song like just any other song. Let's sing it from our hearts. I want everybody to stand. Could you stand? And as the brother starts this song, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to find Christ in your hearts.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I need it, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see
you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. All the days of my life.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open the eyes of my
heart. Seek your heart.
I want to see you.
See Christ in them.
I want to see you. Just to see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Your power and love as we sing holy, 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 holy. I want to see you.
Amen. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open the
eyes.
Let me
see Christ.
My heart.
Let me see Christ all the days of my life. Let your bride see Christ all the days of their lives. Hallelujah, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
See you alone, God.
I want to see you. Just to see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
Shining in the light of your glory.
That's what I want, Lord.
Pour out your power and love as we sing holy.
Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. When you get that experience in your heart and you see with your spiritual eyes the living God who died for you, you see that overcoming power in your heart, I guarantee you, you will always be victorious. There is nobody that's going to be able to stop you. Brother Brandon said there's no devil that'll be able to stop the bride. When she recognized her position in Christ. God bless you tonight. It was an honor to stand here and share a little couple of words. These two services. And I'm so glad that God gave me the opportunity. And Brother Baker was so kind enough to receive us. And give me his pulpit to minister to the sheep of this congregation. God bless you. Next time I see you, I want to hear testimony how God helped you to overcome. You know that testimony encouraged believers. It does encourage believers. It encouraged ministers. It encouraged everybody. Let's stay together and let's fight on and let's get out of this earth. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Baker. We're going to turn back the podium back to our pastor, Brother Doug Baker. God bless you all, saints.